What did you learn about Dakota history while you were growing up?
Well, the Dakota history that I learned was, it was oral history shared with all the elders, like the grandparents and the aunties and the uncles. And the history that they shared was so different from what I read in the history books when I went to school, like in my sixth and seventh grade. But I liked history. I used to get good grades in history. And I knew they weren't true, not the way my, through oral history, what I knew was to be the truth. I found it interesting because that wasn't the way I heard it. Why are they printing something, you know, that to me I knew was not the truth as far as our people went, you know. Maybe the other history, the American writers, you know, about history. But that was interesting too, because I learned about history from the way the Washijus saw it.
What was the way the Dakota saw it?
Oral history.
And how did it differ? What was the storyline?
The difference there is that the way they told the history was like, if you were to sit down and listen to, not so much like a lecture, but for someone to sit down and share. It's more like sharing and learning about your people, your own people, how they survived. And there was a lot of, I guess there was a lot of truth to it, you know, that you saw and knew from what these elders are telling you. And because they lived it, they lived that history that, you know, they were telling us. What it was, what they were telling us, was something for us to know and to remember about what happened to our people. And the history was about the way things happened to us, and how we were treated, what the other culture did to our people through a lot of different hardships that they put them through. They saw it happen, so that was the way they told it. They saw so many things that they shared it through oral history. And when you heard it like that, you understood it, you almost lived it. Then if you were to, I love to read. I can read and different things, and I really get into it. I have grandchildren that love to read. And I like that because you're absorbing things. Oral history is that you live almost what that person is telling you. Like if my, like I said, my auntie used to be the storyteller. When you listened to her, you were actually living everything that she was telling you. You were going through all of that. And you would even get, you know, excited when it come to certain parts, because she was the one that was telling us, and it was the truth. And so that made it that much more, you know, exciting, because we knew it to be the truth and that it was part of us.